Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the fifth chapter of Paul's letter to the Galatians, he writes, "Now the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these." But he goes on to say, by contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. When a choice is fairly clear-cut, who would choose the works of the flesh? You know, we don't dream of being people who live in dissension and careless self-indulgence. We don't want to be people like that. We really don't. When we read the list of fruits of the Spirit within us, I think, really does groan and ache to live in such ways. If we could just choose between those two lists and stick with that choice once and for all, you know, all would be well. But the problem is, life's not like that. You want to stay faithful to your spouse, but then someone attractive comes into view. You don't want to have yet another argument with your child, but then they make the same darn mistake yet again. You don't want to be jealous and envious, but then you see someone else living and the way they're living, and you can't help feeling a bit covetous. I mean, on paper, clearly, we would not choose the desires of the flesh, but we do not live on paper. We live in a world full of temptation and sin. So how do we live by the Spirit and not entirely dominated by the flesh? Keep the words of the Spirit before us at all times. Pray always to live by them and trust that God's Spirit within us is stronger than our desire to gratify the flesh. That's how we do it. Let's pray. Lord God, none of us really want to be known as a jealous or envious person. We don't want to be a drunk or dismissive or difficult person. We don't want to live out of control. We long to be known as generous, kind, thoughtful. But the things we want and the things we do are often in conflict with one another. Lord God, it's as if at times we're two entirely different people, the person that we are and also the person we inwardly long to be. Help us to become one person in you, the loving, faithful person we desire to believe you created us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.